Three-eyed giants launch at once, and the hype deserves scrutiny. Google, OpenAI, and Jipu AI dropped major model announcements in near-simultaneous fashion this week, a timing the Hacker News community did not consider accidental. Google released Gemini 3.7 Flash, drawing 443 comments, one of the most discussed technical threads of the month. OpenAI and Cerebras jointly announced GPT-5.6 Sol Ultrafast, attracting 248 comments. China's Jipu AI published GLM-5.3, which scored 566 points and generated 275 comments. The Cerebras angle carries the most significant business implications. The chip company has positioned itself as an inference speed specialist, whose wafer-scale hardware can produce throughput that NVIDIA GPU clusters cannot match at equivalent cost for certain workloads. GPT-5.6 Sol Ultrafast represents OpenAI publicly co-branding with an inference provider, a signal, observers noted, about where the company sees the performance bottleneck shifting. Token generation speeds reportedly cross thresholds where human perception of latency effectively disappears, and for agentic pipelines chaining multiple model calls, the cumulative reduction is said to compound meaningfully. Commenters cautioned, however, that throughput benchmarks on controlled prompts do not always translate to production traffic. Gemini 3.7 Flash is Google's entry into the cost-performance tier occupied by Claude Haiku and GPT-4o Mini, but the model appears to punch above that weight class on coding and reasoning tasks. A lengthy subthread in the 443-comment discussion focused on multimodal performance, with developers expressing enthusiasm for a cost-effective vision option at this quality level. GLM-5.3 attracted the most careful reading. Jipu AI's model card describes what the lab calls emergent cyber capabilities, a Chinese lab voluntarily flagging that its model can perform security-relevant tasks at a level it considers noteworthy enough to disclose. The HN thread parsed what that framing means in context versus how US labs use similar language under pressure from safety regulators and export control regimes. Whether the disclosure reflects genuine safety consciousness, a bid for international credibility, or something else remains an open question. But the geopolitical implications of a Chinese lab adopting the same disclosure vocabulary as Western counterparts are, by any reading, worth tracking. Threaded through all three announcements was Jeffrey Litt's essay "Understanding is the New Bottleneck," which earned 354 points. Litt argues that raw generation capability has outpaced humanity's ability to verify what models produce. The bottleneck was once whether a model could perform a task at all. Increasingly, it is whether the human in the loop can evaluate whether the output is correct. An open AI research paper, How Organizations Use AI, evidence from ChatGPT provided empirical grounding, finding that enterprises lean heavily on AI for drafting and summarization but far less for tasks requiring evaluation of technical correctness, precisely the gap Litt identifies.